climb in and hold on.
We're driving the conversation.
It's the Jolynn Thomas Show, powered by Teton Toyota.
On this Thought Leader Thursday, I am speaking by phone with a thought leader who has roots that run very deep here in Eastern Idaho. Les Peirce is on the phone. Les, thank you so much for taking a moment to chat with us.
Oh, it's my pleasure.
And Les, your grandparents, tell me, when did they come to Pocatello, Idaho?
Well, my grandfather and grandmother, Tracy Thompson and Bertie Thompson, came to southeastern Idaho and settled on Marsh Creek, just south of Pocatello in 1919. My grandmother was a school teacher and my grandfather was a cowboy. He was a bronc buster and a very good one, a champion bronc buster in the early years.
So they are definitely early Pocatello pioneers, and you were elected to the city council in Pocatello in 1973, and then you became mayor a few years later. I've got to imagine you've seen a lot of changes over the years.
Oh, there's no question about it. In fact, because we continue to have a residence there in Pocatello, we being the first clan, of which there are four brothers and sisters, and then all of our grandkids and nieces and nephews, and some family that still live in Pocatello. We have property and return home every Christmas and in the summers and have relatives there. So our roots, you know, really continue there. And, you know, when I was elected to the city council in 73, I believe I was 25, 26 years old. And there were a number of major concerns that, as I recall, we were faced with tremendous growth at that point in time. Pocatello still had a fairly hefty manufacturing operation with FMC and Simplot, and there was Kraft Foods, and just the beginnings of the digital industries and microchip development at the end of that. And I remember one of my major concerns at the time had to do with the potential pollution that was occurring from the fertilizer plants and the wind and whatnot, and getting a handle on that, plus the issue of the disposal of wastewater and these sorts of things. So I guess the issues of the environment in that regard have always been of a concern to me. Even when I was, at the time I was elected, I was just finishing my doctorate at Idaho State, and was in the process of, I was a graduate student at the time, actually. And that was one of my concerns. And the other one had to do with low-income housing. The disparity like now, nothing like it is now, and the concern particularly for mothers and children that were poor, and the ability for them to have adequate kind of housing was one of the themes that I ran on, and also was one of the things that I think we began to make some progress on in the time that I was there. It was a changing time with the growth, and looking at new techniques and many new subdivisions that were growing in Pocatello at that time. So it helped to kind of have the history as a person that grew up in the town itself. And of course, when I ran for office, my mother and father, John and Idaho Peirce, who you know, have been leaders historically in the state of Idaho. My mother was the founder of the chair and one of the first founding members of the Human Rights Commission in Idaho. And my dad was an active housing, public housing and support for housing and low-income housing, moderate-income housing in the state, and was one of the people that was pivotal in establishing the Housing Association, Idaho Housing Association, that still exists. So these were the people that kind of modeled the kind of behavior that and values that I think shaped me. There's no question about it. And when I ran for office, it was really funny because I would, you know, they were both longtime Idahoans. My dad worked for the Union Pacific Railroad, and my mother, like I say, was an activist and worked for the state and as an administrator in the Department of Employment. But everyone knew them because they were such community committed people in all aspects of their life, from religion to just community people. They're involved in voting, they're involved in their church, they're involved in everything in the community. So when I ran for office, I'd knock on doors. People would say, "Are you John's boy?" And I'd say, "Yeah, well, by God, I'll vote for you." By the time I started, about 2 weeks of going around knocking on doors and having these people, you know, say, "Idaho, I went to high school with her," and blah, blah, blah. I said, "Oh, yes, well, that's great." I said, "I'm not going to get elected. My folks are going to get me elected." It was funny. But that's, yes, those were some of the issues that were emerging at that time.
Well, you know, Les, that kind of brings home the point of the power of a good example.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, one of the, you know, for us that are privileged to have, and it is privilege, fortunate enough to have individuals, models, be they your parents or an individual in your life that you respect or that obviously cares for you, that has values that are grounded in my belief in concern about their responsibility for the larger community themselves and for the care of their own kids and family, are, you know, foundational kinds of values. And I think my mother and father and me eventually were concerned about people that were less fortunate, that didn't have that kind of structures. Family structures were challenged for whatever reason. Single parents, single mothers raising kids, that it was just so important to have the foundational kinds of support systems that we were fortunate enough to have. I mean, my folks are always very clear about that. You know, you're lucky, you have us, we're lucky because where we came from, we have these kinds of things, but everyone else doesn't. And the glue to our society is being able to try to help those that are less fortunate be able to derive the benefits that we derive. And, you know, that's their foundational teachings, and it's been passed on to me. And the other thing is, you get that through being able to have security in a home and to have a strong foundational education, and those are the things that will transform you for a lifetime. And it, more importantly, it will be passed on to your kids and to people that have the privilege of meeting you.
Les, you were president of Evergreen College in Olympia, Washington for 15 years. What concerns you about education?
I am concerned about the issues of access to college, be it a baccalaureate or be it community vocational training that's solid based, given the dramatic change in the workforce, the demands that will reward people that go to work, the shifts in the economy that are shaping the economics of our society, and how we can respond to that.
I'll continue the conversation with Les Peirce after this break.